Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Thomas Watson here at the historic Clay County Courthouse, back with you once again. I'd like to welcome you on this beautiful, beautiful spring morning with the sun shining after a nice, refreshing rain last night, and let you know we're coming to you on WVFB-FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And it's a pleasure to be back with you this morning, and we've got some very interesting guests lined up, and we're going to have a great show this morning. So sit back, relax, get ready, and let's do a little commercial break, and then we'll be back and got a few announcements to make, and then we'll have our first guest here just in a few minutes.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closer. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter Paints dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Once again, we're back here at the historic Clay County Courthouse, and just a quick word here. All you folks that have just been listening to these commercials, let the folks know that are advertising here with us that you heard it on the Clay County Corner, and also Mr. Potential Sponsorship Purchaser. You know, if you're listening to this, your neighbors are also. So, you know, get on board with us and become a sponsor of the Clay County Corner. Okay, I've got a couple of things here. One mandatory announcement that I need to make is about the Clay County Senior Citizen Center. And this is to also let the director down there know that she's now in line to come up and personally tell us all about what goes on down at the Senior Citizen Center. And we know that it's open every day of the week down there, every weekday except Wednesday. So come on down to the Clay County Senior Citizen Center and enjoy the services that are available there. And around the square right now, across the street here from the courthouse, we have got the Soil Conservation Tree Sale. This is an annual tree sale that they hold, of course, every year since it's annual, and they've got a number of shrubs, trees, maybe even some blackberry bushes over there, these type things. So come over by and check and see what they've got to offer. And also, if you've been looking around the area the last little bit, you'll notice that there are a number of red and blue signs gone up in front of some of the buildings here. And these are designating buildings, areas that are part of the Clay County Historic Driving Tour. And there's about, 15, 16 sites on there. And you need to come by the chamber and get you local folks, especially right now, and get you one of these brochures and get out and look at your county again and see some of these buildings. And have a day and drive around in our own county and look around and see what's going on. And also, I'd like to remind everyone or tell everyone that the Cumberland Run Cruise-In will be Saturday, May the 3rd, and we'll begin at 4 p.m. and go as long as the folks would like to hang around the square with their classic cars. And like I said, this will begin at 4 p.m., and we will be giving away, as usual, our 50 free T-shirts for the first 50 registrants, and we'll have activities going on. We'll be giving away door prizes. We'll have some recorded music, and just come out and have a great afternoon with your neighbors here. Okay, now we've got through all these things. We're going to take another short commercial break, and then I will be back with new businessman here in Salina, Scott Hunt, and he's going to talk about his business that he's getting ready, that he's got opened up, and he may have some special news for us. He may be getting ready to run a big special of some kind. So we'll get back just in a minute with Scott, but right now let's take a little short commercial break.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center in Salina, Tennessee.
Husqvarna is the world's largest producer of outdoor power products. Husqvarna offers a full line of lawn and garden equipment for the homeowner and the professional. Chainsaws, blowers, trimmers, mowers, tillers, and zero turns. Husqvarna has everything you need and is here to help you with all of your outdoor power equipment needs. Stop by Clay County Farm Supply at 408 Brown Street in Salina or give them a call at 931-243-4169 to see how Husqvarna can help you. Husqvarna, taming the wild.
Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee is now your certified dealer for GatorMate trailers. GatorMate is your best source to buy trailers factory direct. GatorMate trailers offer a wide variety and style of trailers, such as utility, equipment, and pintle hitch trailers, enclosed cargo trailers, flatbed, platform, cargo, and dump trailers. And financing is available for GatorMate trailers and Husqvarna products at Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back, everyone, to the courthouse here. Occasionally, you'll hear a big truck come by or a car, and so that's just part of the racket we have here on the corner at the historic Clay County Courthouse. But I think that's just part of our character here. People are alive and around here this morning. People are out moving about, enjoying this fresh air. I think it's reinvigorating everyone, and it's getting us all ready and preparing us for the coming days where we can get out and do some things again, get rid of all this old cold weather we've had. I've got Scott Hunt here with me this morning, and Scott has just opened a new business here in Salina recently. And Scott, let's talk about the pre-planning on this business and on starting a new business in Salina. Take over there a minute.
All right. Thanks for having me on the show today, Thomas. And me and my wife, we've lived in Nashville for the past 11 years and raised our kids there, got them out of the house, and we bought property here like 4 years ago and moved out here. And as you know, there's not a lot of employment here in Clay County. So, we kind of looked at what we wanted to do and thought we'd start our own business. And so we kind of looked around to see what we might want to start up and where. And, so we kind of checked all the businesses out that were available, the buildings and everything, and we found a building over behind Dairy Queen there on Doctor's Drive. It used to be the tax shop, and we found that in the middle of November and opened up the middle of December. So we had a month to get in the store, get it all painted, get the shelving up, get the inventory in there, and open the doors. And we did our official grand opening on January 10th of 2014. Me and my wife, Sheila, she's running the store, and I'm working another job, but she's there to meet everybody and greet them. And it's just a way to be part of the community having a business here.
Scott, what is your impression so far, Sheila's impression of the folks when they come in? I'm sure she's talked to you about it, the conversations they throw at you when they come in. You got anything real interesting real quick just to talk about before we go into the nuts and bolts of this thing?
Well, we've met a lot of nice people, and people come in and they tell you their stories and what's going on in their life and everything. So it's kind of like the beauty shop. You kind of hear a little gossip and things like that too, but you get to know a lot of the people when you have a store like that and people coming in and checking you out and buying products and stuff and things that they need. So that's what we want to be, is just some place people can come and get some stories and get some products and just have a good time there at the store,
Okay. Starting a new business, you came in, a stranger in a strange land, and, a lot of nerve just to, shut your eyes and jump in this thing.
Yeah. Yeah, we feel the most important thing when starting a new business is to identify the need, and, you don't want to open up a store where there's already five other stores right down the block from you. So, you got to kind of look and see what the need is in the community and then just have the desire just to fulfill that need. And here in Salina, we have a lot of local customers and seasonal customers too. And so, if you're just having a seasonal business, like in the wintertime when the lake people aren't here, you have no customer base. So you have to have a little bit in there to cover everybody. And we're looking forward to servicing the seasonal customers that are coming in here for the lake, and we've already got summer products in there and things for the lake, but we also have products that, for our local folks that are here all the time.
Okay, Scott, let's back up just a second. What's the name of your business?
Okay. Yeah, the name of our store is Upper Cumberland General Store, and we kind of picked that name just to represent the area here, the Upper Cumberland. And the general store is just a variety of all different kind of products, and it changes all the time. Some weeks we may have this, and some weeks we have that. Sometimes we get pallets full of things. We don't even know what's on the pallet sometimes. But we try to have a variety of things for people, and when people come in and ask for certain items, we look for that if we don't have it and try to get things in here that people are wanting. We don't want to have a store full of pink bunny rabbit stuffed animals if nobody's wanting pink, rabbits. So.
I mean, the general store term, it's something in the South that's been here forever. I mean, that's kind of Mayberry-ish.
Yeah.
Everybody would go down to the general store that had everything, back in the old days, had everything from a pickle barrel to horseshoes.
Yeah.
And are you going to just about try to cover that line of merchandise?
We've got pickles over there. We've got some plastic horseshoe toys for kids. So Yeah, just come over and check us out on what all we do have. You know, I'm not going to do a list of our inventory, but, you know, like I say, it changes all the time. And I think the name, you know, the Upper Cumberland General Store, we picked a name that reflected what we were doing. You know, if you have a store and it's just your initials, like S&S Discount or something, they don't know what you have in there, like Scott and Sheila's Discount Store or something, you know, but the General Store, Upper Cumberland General Store, represents the area and what we have to serve, you know, for the customers. And another, you know, important thing is location, location, location. We looked around, and there was several buildings here in town that were available, but the parking wasn't there. And we knew if we wanted customers to come in and shop with us, you know, they had to have good parking, and that building over there does have good parking. And another item is affordable pricing. You know, we can have what people want in the store, but if the prices are too high, you know, they're not going to be able to afford to buy them. And here in this area here, you know, we knew that it's a lot of lower income and, you know, fixed income people. And so we, you know, checking the prices in some of the other stores, you know, we can't afford them either. So we figured we'll get some discount groceries in here and help people out on that.
Okay, Scott, we'll come back just in a second and delve a little bit deeper into your business, but right now we need to take care of a little business, I guess. Oh. Ourselves here for the radio station, and you're at WVFB-FM, which is 101.5 Kix Country on your radio dial. And also we want to remind you that once again, as always, we're right here at the courthouse, live and in living color on your radio. But let's do a little business, and let's slip another commercial in here, and then we'll get back to Scott here in a minute and let him talk about his business just a little bit more.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closier. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. You tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paint, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Welcome back, everyone. Here with Scott Hunt this morning. And, Scott, you touched on something just a minute ago. You know, I noticed, and I guess I'm sure you have too, but we have shoppers here that will go to the strip mall, say, down at Mount Juliet, and they'll get out down there and walk 100 miles to get to a store. I mean, they don't think anything about them. They'll, like I said, put 100 miles on their sandals that day. But when they pull up to a local store here in Salina, and I'm sure it's true all over everywhere, if they can't park right in front of your store, I mean, they're just aggravated to death. I mean, I don't know if it's something genetic or what, but I'm sure you know, I'm sure you've been guilty of it. But it seems like, you know, that's just a characteristic of local shopping. If I can't park and jump out of my car and run in, it's just too much trouble here locally.
Yeah, that's why we looked for a building that had good parking right there in front of the store, and we also have a watering trough for the Amish to park their horses out there. So, you know, we invite everybody to come down. And, you know, talking about starting a new business here before the break there, another important item is to have the right product or services. You know, here in Salina, if we had an elevator sales or snowmobile repair, something like that, you know, it just doesn't go over. So you kind of have to, you know, think about what you want your business to be and what need you're fulfilling in the community. And there may be a lot of people that move in from outside the area and want to start a new business. And, you know, it just takes a little bit of time to find out about the community. And one of the best ways to find out about the community is just to become a part of the community and join different social groups and go to different events. And one thing I did when I first moved here is I hung out at the chamber a lot because I figured, well, you know, what better place to try to find a job and find business people than the chamber. So I hung out at the chamber, met a lot of people there, you know, became involved in the community there. And another thing is, you know, we cooperate instead of compete with other businesses. We've had a lot of support from other businesses here since we opened up, and, you know, and they come and purchase stuff from us, we purchase stuff from them, and they send people our way, and we send people their way. Instead of just, you know, putting down other businesses or something like that, I think if you help the whole community as far as businesses, you know, and encourage other people to shop there if you don't have what they need, you know, I think that's important, too, in starting a new business.
Yeah, and business cooperation in a small town is very, very important because, you know, one slip can ruin a business.
Yeah.
And it's great that, you know, that you realize that coming, you know, up front coming in, that, you know, hey, we're all in this together.
And the more stores we have here to serve the public, you know, people are going to come here. If you only have one store here, you know, people may go to another town. But if you have 10 different stores here with different products, then people are going to have more selection here.
You know, I know we get a lot of tourist traffic in the summertime, but, you know, we've got to give them a reason to come down to Salina. You know, a lot of them, they bring their food with them when they come down. They'll fill up a gas before they get here. They'll just bring a lot of stuff with them. But, you know, if we've got something to bring them to Salina, we can get more of their money here.
Yeah, we want to get them off the water. You know, they don't need to spend all their time on the water. They can come and enjoy the town here. Just like, you know, like Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge, you know, there's things there for people to do. And that's what we want to have here is, you know, a reason for people to come to town instead of just stay up on the lake there.
Okay. Now, your hours that you're open out there.
Okay. Yeah, we're open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5. And hours may change depending on when the lake people get here and, you know, if they need, you know, stuff later in the day. We may stay open a little later. We have Mondays off, Sundays and Mondays off, and Mondays, you know, we go get products and things to restock the store. So, you know, we have to have one day to do that. And we're located right over behind the Dairy Queen on Doctor's Drive in between Rite Aid and Dairy Queen. There is one of the drives. And it used to be the Double H Tax Shop there in that red building there. So, you know, we're centrally located here in town. Like I said, we have good parking there.
And a pretty good traffic area there. The Dairy Queen's is there, and like the drugstore is there.
Yeah.
And everybody has to go to the drugstore every once in a while, so you're right there close.
Yeah, we're just one block off the main road, and that hinders us a little bit because people don't see us right back there. So, you know, just kind of look back behind those stores, and you'll see us back there. And I've got signs up at the end of the road there. I'm going to put some bigger signs up so people find it easier. But make the little drive, you know, a block over off the main road there and check us out.
Okay, and I think I've got a little list here. I've got one more thing. What about the senior merchant discount that I think the Clay County Chamber is sponsoring that, working with that. Are you planning on participating in that?
Yeah, we are a senior discount merchant for 3-star, and we offer the 10% off on purchases over $20 or more with your card. And this month we're going to be doing the radio show discount. You can just say that you heard it here on the Clay County Corner, and you'll also receive a 10% discount on $20 or more on non-consignment items. But we also have consignment items in our store also besides, you know, antiques, discount groceries, all kinds of general household goods and all that. So we've got a wide variety, but, you know, we can't do the 10% discount on consignment items. But just to mention you heard it on the radio or bring your senior card, and we'll be glad glad to give you that discount.
Well, Scott, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning. And
it's great to be here.
Hopefully we can stir up and create a trail of dust heading over to your place.
Yes.
People just lined up out the door.
Come on over, and she's already over there. You can check us out on Facebook also. We have a Facebook account, and you can see a lot of our shelving. You know, we have pictures and stuff, and you can see what we have on our shelves on the website.
Okay, so we'd like to invite everyone to come over and visit the Upper Cumberland General Store. And, Scott, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning.
All right, thanks
and
for having me.
Right now, I guess we better take a little break here and work a commercial in here, and then we'll be back with our second guest coming up. So get back to us just in a minute.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Health and Rehabilitation Center in Salina, Tennessee.
Husqvarna is the world's largest producer of outdoor power products. Husqvarna offers a full line of lawn and garden equipment for the homeowner and the professional. Chainsaws, blowers, trimmers, mowers, tillers, and zero turns. Husqvarna has everything you need and is here to help you with all of your outdoor power equipment needs. Stop by Clay County Farm Supply at 408 Brown Street in Salina or give them a call at 931-243-4169 to see how Husqvarna can help you. Husqvarna, taming the wild.
Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee is now your certified dealer for Gator-Made trailers. Gator-Made is your best source to buy trailers factory direct. Gator-Made trailers offer a wide variety and style of trailers, such as utility, gooseneck, equipment, and pinto hitch trailers. Enclosed cargo trailers, flatbed, platform, cargo, and dump trailers. And financing is available for Gator-Made trailers and Husqvarna products at Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm sitting here now with Matt Adams. Matt is a young father in our community here. He has some sons that are interested in playing baseball, and he's going to talk a little bit about that. I'm going to let him do more of the talking anyway, but I would like to say right up front, as a coach, that there's nothing more important than the involvement of the young folks in helping to teach and train our younger athletes. The points of the sports that we participate at the junior high school level, and I know that Matt and his group are performing a very, very important service for our athletic community, and it's a pleasure having you here this morning, and I know we're going to talk about baseball a little bit, and we may wander off onto something else after that, but Matt, welcome this morning, and talk to us a little bit. Introduce yourself. Tell us what this is all about, and we'll go from there.
All right. Thank you for having me, Thomas. Yeah, I'm here representing the Clay County Youth League Baseball. I'm the president this year. We have started this year with me and Lee Bowles, the vice president. We've got eight board members. But, yeah, we're trying to get this thing going right. We've been working on the fields a lot, so we're just trying to get this thing going in the right direction and get it back on the path. We've got over 200 kids signed up so far this year to start playing ball, so we're going to our jamborees next Saturday, so we're just getting ready to go.
What age groups are you working with?
We have a 4 to 6-year-old T-ball, then we have 7, 8-year-old machine pitch baseball, then we have 10, 11, 12-year-old baseball, and then we have a girls, it's 12 and under and a 10 and under girls machine pitch.
Okay, and you're talking about the fields. Maybe we could just do a heads up here for someone that hauled some dirt in over the other day.
Yes, sir. I appreciate the county, Mr. Ernest Garrison hauled us some dirt in there. He went and got it for us there in Camden, Tennessee, brought it in there, and we've had some sand brought in there. We've had a bunch of guys volunteering over there, and equipment volunteered from AC Rentals and from Clay County Feed up here that really helped us out to get everything spread out, and we put a lot of work into it, and the fields are looking excellent right now.
Yeah, I've looked over the hill a couple of times. There's all kinds of activity going on.
Yeah,
we're dragging the infield, mowing grass, working on fences, looks like.
Yeah, we've been up late the last couple of nights. We was there 11 o'clock last night working, but like I said, all the guys have really been helping out. I really appreciate it.
Okay, and you mentioned a number of the teams there. The first thing you mentioned was the T-ball.
The T-ball, yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Our T-ball is a 4 to 6-year-old. This year we're trying to go to more of a competition, competitive T-ball. Instead of just everybody just hits and goes, we're going to actually have outs this year, and we're going to keep score. We're going to try to do it the right way, the way the ladies around us have us. And we have 6 teams this year with 6 sponsors that I'd like to mention. I really appreciate them. The T-ball sponsors are the Lions Club there in Salina. They sponsor a team. Macon Trust is doing one. Budget Pest Control. Slime Lumber Company, Recycling, and Double M, Diamond M Farms are my sponsors for T-ball this year. And I really appreciate all those. Like I said, it's a big help. Without them, we couldn't do what we're doing to buy the equipment that we need and the fences and all that we're doing this year.
How much equipment does it take, for T-ball? I know the participants have all got their own little uniforms.
Yeah, the T-ball is not as much as equipment. I mean, mainly with T-ball, we provide them a helmet and a couple of bats and the balls and the tee. So it's not as much equipment for T-ball. Your equipment gets into with your baseball, your machine pitch, it's all that. And then this year we're going to fast pitch softball, so the girls will have to have equipment this year. We've never had to put the girls in equipment for catcher's gear, but this year we're having to do that. So that was an expense. And we decided also this year that we wanted to purchase a mound, a portable mound, that way we could have something down there without having a big old dirt cloud in another field. It's so hard to keep up. We bought a portable mound. It was a pretty good expense, but that's something we want to do. And we bought us a portable fence. That way we could have a good fence up there for the kids to have up there. We're hoping to buy another one. We're working on that right now. So hopefully we can get another fence, and that'll help us out.
And what about both the fields? I know in the past, Matt, there's been like a main field, and there's one little field over that the T-ball did most times.
Yeah.
Kind of a semi-shabby. It wasn't really taking as good a care of as the one across the
fence. That was one of our goals when we started this year. We wanted the fields to look good, and so we decided, if we're going to ask these sponsors to pay what they're paying, and we're going to do the kids, and we're selling Cokes right now, so if we're going to do all that, we want to put the money back into the fields. And so we extended the fields out. The big field's not 85 foot, it's 85 foot dirt, and the other one's 80 foot dirt. So we extended it out, and it's just as good now as the other one. If we can just get lights on that field someday, that's one thing we really need is lights. If we can get lights, we'll be in business.
So you could conduct 2 games at the same time during daylight.
We can't conduct 2 games at daylight now, but we'd like to get next year, and we're working with some people to try to get some lights for next year.
Okay, then when they step up from T-ball,
we go to machine pitch. The boys go to machine pitch, and that's we have the machine that pitches 38 miles an hour to them with a coach that operates the machine, and then my machine pitch boys teams, the Bow Shop up in Tompkinsville sponsored us. Bank of Salina, Dell Marina, and Baxter Florence are sponsors for machine pitch. And like I said, that's when you get into starting to have to buy some more equipment there. Like I said, that's the sponsors, they're helping with the uniforms, but that helps buy catcher's gear. Our balls are pretty expensive for that right there. So that's when you start getting into your money. And like I said, that's where we're really appreciating everybody.
You know, I think that this is something that's come along in the last few years is the machine pitch, and it seems like it's great training for these young players, because kids at that age can't throw strikes.
It is, it keeps so many walks. That's one thing we've always talked about. It's a consistent pitch. The kids actually get to swing and hit, and it's going to be where they know it's going to be. And when you're 7, 8 year old, it's a big help. That way you have to worry about getting hit. You don't scare you away from playing ballers, kids. you know, if you're out there hitting against an 11-year-old kid and you get hit in the ribs, you know, that's a lot of kids don't come back to play ball again. So this machine pitch prevents some of that.
And it also conserves those young arms of kids that may be potential pitchers, because you and I both know the first thing that the even guys working with young pitchers, they won't teach them how to throw a curveball right off the bat, which has destroyed many a good young athlete's arm.
Yes, sir.
But I know this is I've watched these a few years at other places and watched ones over here and seen that the consistency is great, and it makes for a very, very interesting little ball game.
Yes, it does.
And how many members are on each? Are these?
I've got 10 players each of my machine pitch teams for the boys. And like I said, I've got girls this year and girls. We split girls and boys up. We're no longer doing boys and girls mixed for the machine pitch. Now we're doing actual softball for the girls with the machine. So I've got two of those teams also who has 12 per team.
That's great. That's great. excuse me. I know, looking with 200 participants, you know, the junior high and the high school coaches have to be drooling for a change. You know, we've got a bunch of young kids coming up.
We've got 18 teams this year, so that's more than we've had in here in a long time. And hopefully we keep going right. We can get people to stay in town, play with us, and that's what we're looking forward to. So.
What about affiliation with national organizations? Are you working on that, or do you have something lined up?
I am chartered with Babe Ruth Incorporated for baseball, and then ASA for softball.
Okay.
So we are chartered and insured through. That's another expense we have to pay right there. It costs you charter, but it covers your insurance, and it covers we get to go to All-Stars this year. These kids get to experience a good experience of going to state. You know, you get to go to Nashville or Jackson, Tennessee to play ball against other teams. So that's a good experience.
So we will be able. Now, I know this is something new for especially our older kids. The top two level, they've been going over to Livingston a few years and playing as a team.
Yes.
And, of course, now they're going to be separated, and we have a number of teams. But, you know, it was a little bit of a concern with me if we were going to be able to bring them all back together and let them represent our community out.
We've had a pretty good turnout. We've still got some work to do there. But, like I said, I appreciate everybody's came. So, like I said, we're having good numbers this year. Hopefully, if we run it right, people say that we're going to try to do it right, that they'll come back and everybody will play here from now on.
Umpires.
We are going to have sanctioned umpires. We have went through Tito's Delay. We've got two Tito's Delay umpires going to do it. We've got an ASA official, and we're working on getting some more certified right now through Doug Strong. It's going to help us out get some certified, that we can have certified umpires on the field at all times. We'll have real guys with real uniforms on at all times. So,
you know, that's very important, too, you know, to look professional.
It is.
And
it is.
And it also it teaches the kids to respect for the authority figure on the field, and I think it just helps everyone with organization if there's someone there that's in charge.
Yeah, I agree. You got to dress to impress, and that goes for the umpires and the kids. You know, that's what we're trying this year to implement. You know, we want all of our players to wear the right kind of pants. You know, we've always had shirts, but you know, sometimes we're wearing shorts or whatever. We're trying to get to where everybody looks good. And I said, if you look good, you play good.
Okay, Matt, let's take a little short break and let you catch your breath a second and gather some more thoughts in. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about the baseball. And like I said, we may wander off onto something else. But right now, let's take a little short commercial break.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closer. We're trying to help through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter paint, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Welcome back, everyone. We're here with Matt Adams, who's been talking about the resurgence of baseball activity down at the recreation center here down under the bridge there. As everyone comes by and sees this activity going on, look like there's going to be activity going on just about every night over there with either baseball or softball or something, which is great. Matt, anything else you want to add here this morning?
Like I said, I was just. Our sponsors want to go for our pigtails there. We had the Greg Davis truck, and he's doing a team, and they all at One Stop's doing a team. And our games, our first game is actually next Saturday, April the 12th, is our Jamboree, which starts at 12 o'clock. And like you said, pretty much after that, we'll be here Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays playing. We're going to have a T-ball on Monday. We're going to have a machine pitch boys on Tuesday. Both girls softball will be on Thursday, and then Little League baseball will be on Friday night. So hope everybody comes out and supports them. And, shows them. Like I said, we're going to have we got three fast pitch teams this year. It's the first year we've ever tried to do fast pitch softball. So we're excited about that. A lot of people are liking that, and I think that's a good thing. We've got TDS, a sponsor, Nashlock, and Strong Insurance, and Punisher Lures all got teams. And the girls have all, we've had a good turnout of girls this year. I've been really proud of the older girls. So that's a real good thing.
And I think, girls fast pitch softball is one of the most exciting games, beginning with the junior high level, and we do have a junior high team now, and of course we've had a high school team for a number of years, and if you get a chance, folks, come out and watch our junior high and high school in both girls fast pitch softball and the boys baseball. I think our boys team is doing pretty good this year. We've been rebuilding we keep saying rebuilding, but I think we're on the way back with our baseball, and our softball has been on, one of the upper level teams in our district every year since we started that. And with this new feeder program coming in, things can only get better.
Yes, sir. I agree. Like I said, that's the last one we got there is Little League Baseball. We're Cal Ripken. We said Babe Ruth there, but Cal Ripken is is under Babe Ruth. But like I said, we call it still majors, what we call it. We've got three teams of those. So that's kids that's 12 to 10 year old. We've got Midway Logging sponsoring one team, and they call it One Stop Barbecue and Clay County Farm Supply. So that's all of our sponsors. Like I said, I appreciate those. But like I said, the guys that are playing this year, we really appreciate it. Like I said, we've got 11 guys per team. So that's 30 something kids play Little League. So, and that's going directly to junior high next year. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Matt, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning. And of course, now, when you get through with this baseball, you're going to sit back and rest. And the children, they don't do anything between now and next baseball season, right?
No, we jump right into football. Soon as this is over with, we're going to have actually, I guess we're on here right now, but we're having football sign-ups at the Jamboree next weekend. So we're going to have our football officers will be there signing up kids for football season. So, yeah, as soon as baseball's over and the last of June, we'll be starting football up versus live. So we're excited.
I just want to give you a shot to throw that in. I knew that was coming up. And Matt, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning. And, gosh, best of luck to you guys.
Thank you.
Hopefully everyone will come out and watch and cheer these young people on. And, give them something to do here in Salina other than some of the things that they wander into sometimes.
Yes, I've been very thankful. Like I said, I thank everybody again. Everybody's helped us out a lot this year, and that means a lot to us. It makes you want to do it whenever the community actually cares. So we appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot for being here with us this morning. Right now, let's try to make a little bit of money for us here, and so we keep this thing on the air every week. A short commercial break coming up, and we'll be back with our final guest here just in a moment.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center in Salina, Tennessee.
Husqvarna is the world's largest producer of outdoor power products. Husqvarna offers a full line of lawn and garden equipment for the homeowner and the professional. Chainsaws, blowers, trimmers, mowers, tillers, and zero turns. Husqvarna has everything you need and is here to help you with all of your outdoor power equipment needs. Stop by Clay County Farm Supply at 408 Brown Street in Salina or give them a call at 931-243-4169 to see how Husqvarna can help you. Husqvarna, taming the wild.
Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee is now your certified dealer for Gators. Gator Made is your best source to buy trailers factory direct. Gator Made trailers offer a wide variety and style of trailers, such as utility, gooseneck, equipment, and pintle hitch trailers, enclosed cargo trailers, flatbed, platform, cargo, and dump trailers. And financing is available for Gator Made trailers and Husqvarna products at Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back, everyone. I have Tracy Hackett here with him this morning, and I'm going to say she's associated with the 4-H Club. I'm going to let her tell you exactly what she does. But, you know, those of us that may be the same age that I am or maybe a little bit older, some of our fondest memories are around a lady, Miss Cassidy and Mr. Beatty, who used to come out to the one-room schools that we started in back about 100 years ago, and they would come by with the 4-H, and they would come out and make candy. We would have public speaking contests and just all kinds of things going on. They brought the outside world into the little one-room schools back in those days. And I know, Tracy, what you're doing now is probably just an extension of that.
It is. Some things change, but a lot of things stay the same. We still do the public speaking. We do demonstrations. We do posters, bread baking, a lot of the same things that 4-H has always done. And one of the things that 4-H has always done is the 4-H camps, and that's what we're getting ready and geared up to do right now. That's this time of year.
Okay, and what does that, first off, exactly what is your title now, Tracy?
Okay, my title is I'm a Clay County 4-H and Family and Consumer Science Agent.
And this is a division of?
Division of the University of Tennessee Extension.
And that, like I said, that's been in existence for basically probably ever since this land-grant college started back a long, long time ago.
Right.
Could you recite the 4-H pledge?
I can. Do you want me to recite the 4-H pledge?
Well, I just thought I'd throw that out there at you. But go ahead, Tracy. We'll let you off on that.
Let me take your word for it. Just do it in the classroom.
Yes.
I was just going to tell you about camp today. We're always excited when we can take kids to camp because it gives them an opportunity. It's sort of like a vacation within a vacation for them. Even though it's summertime, that's still time away from, you know, a lot of the things that they have to do in their daily lives, and they get to meet other kids from other counties and do all kinds of things. There's basketball tournaments, and there's volleyball, and they have a dance at 4-H camp, and they do all kinds of things. There's a game called Gaga that the kids are literally gaga about when they go and play. They have tournaments and things like that. So 4-H camp is a lot of fun, and we always look forward to taking kids from here to 4-H camp. It's a lot of fun.
Where are these camps located?
Well, the one that we go to is in Crossville. It's the Clyde York 4-H Center in Crossville.
What's one of these things? Camp Boxville, that's not 4-H, that's something else.
I think that's something else. That doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah, I know that. I'm not sure even what that may be. Boy Scouts or something used to go a long time ago. But the kids, what are they exposed to? I know you have the games there. What about like government ideas or anything like that thrown in with this? Or do they elect officers or...
As far as electing officers, they do a lot of citizenship sort of things, because anyone caught doing good deeds and that sort of thing, if somebody does a good deed for another camper, that camper tells some of the adult agents or the adult volunteers, and they get recognized during the camp for doing those good deeds. So citizenship is something that is, one thing that they promote at the camp. And we do the flag raising and lowering ceremonies in the morning and afternoon and that sort of thing, the American flag, Tennessee flag, and 4-H flag. And they do have some responsibility when they're there. We take turns. The different counties do kitchen duty each day. So after the meals are served, the county that's assigned helps the agents and the volunteers clean up after the meals and that sort of thing. And they have some downtime on their own. They can go do tie-dyed T-shirts or visit a wildlife station, or there's even a fishing tournament, and there's archery there. So, I mean, whatever their interest is, there's a little something for everybody at 4-H camp.
And where is this camp again now?
It's in Crossville.
And what area of Crossville? Do we have strength line? Like I said, we got fishing, so you've got streams there, you've got lakes.
It's a pond. There's a pond there. I'm not sure how many acres the 4-H camp is, but it's a pretty big camp. There's barracks for boys and barracks for girls, and I think we took 12 campers last year, but altogether, from the other counties we were there with, there were about 350 kids there. That's just the campers that were there last year.
Is there a limit on the number that you can take, or...
I am not sure what the limit is. We each set our county quota when we go, and I know that our county quota is 30. We hardly ever reach our quota. We always try to set it higher than we think we're going to need. Some counties have already said we've already met our quota. We need, if you have spots left over, we'll take them. So each county determines their quota.
Is there a cost involved to the participant?
Unfortunately, there is. And we actually do two different 4-H camps. And then I'm actually working on another summer camp it's a 4-H camp, but it's not at the 4-H camp. It's something separate. But the cost of the camp, the junior high camp, that's for 4th through 6th graders, 4th, 5th, and 6th. The junior high camp, it's going to be May 26th. Through May 30th this year. The total cost, and that's for the Monday through Friday camp, and that's all of the meals and most of the activities. There's some fees associated with other activities. But the total cost of the camp is $290. We know that's a lot of money, and it's non-refundable. So what our office does is breaks it down into two different payments. And the first payment, if you want to go to camp, is due April 21st. And it's $145. Then another $145 payment is May 12th. So that gives the campers and their families a little bit of time to plan for that cost.
Okay. Applications for this. Do they have to?
There is. They can just come by our office. And actually, I think I told you wrong. That's the junior high camp that is May 26th through May 30th. That's for our 7th and 8th graders. Our junior camp that I said is for 4th, 5th, and 6th, that's June 16th through 20th. We always go in June to that one. And It's a little less expensive. It's $270, and we've got those payments split down also. May 19th is the first date that they need to make a payment for that. It's $135, and then the second payment of $135 is due June 2nd for junior camp for 4th, 5th, and 6th graders. We usually have several 4th, 5th, and 6th graders who like to go. Camp is open to our 7th and 8th graders. I don't think any 7th and 8th graders from Clay County went last year.
Well, I know you said that sounds like a lot of money, but I don't know anyone can feed a kid that age for that little amount of money for a week anyway.
Well, if you think about it, it is a week-long camp, and they do have to have some spending money for a few things that they – activities that they want to do, but, I mean, they get to play basketball, volleyball, gaga, fishing, archery, all kinds of things like that, a movie night, a game night, dance, and all of that sort of thing. There's a lot of activity packed into a week of 4-H camp. So, you know, it seems like a lot, but for the experience that they get from it, it's very reasonable. And last year was my first year at 4-H camp, too, so I'm a newcomer to 4-H camp myself. And it was a lot. I can tell you from experience being there, it's a lot of fun. Definitely worth the price of admission.
I think my niece may have gone last year. I think I heard her say something about she was going to 4-H camp. And I do know over the years, as a teacher, I've heard the kids talk about the camp when they come back, how much fun they had, all the friends they made, new
mm-hmm.
friends from new sections, new parts of the state, and everything that we've ever heard about 4-H camps are that they're just a wholesome, great place for anyone's children to spend a week.
And I always, when I go into the classrooms and I talk about 4-H camp, I always try to find someone who has gone to 4-H camp in the past, and I ask them, what did you enjoy about 4-H camp? And, of course, they list some of the things that I've talked about this morning. But usually one of the first things that they say is, I met so many other kids from other places and just had so much fun with that. So.
And they always come back with a bracelet or something they've made.
That's right.
So there are some skills involved.
There are some things that they get to bring back with them. But memories is probably the most important, the memories and the experiences.
Well, Tracy, anything else this morning you want to quickly mention? We're about to run out of time here in a few minutes.
That's fine. Just a quick mention about 4-H Design Camp. That's not the actual 4-H camp. It's a three-day camp that's held at Tennessee Tech, and it's going to be July 8th through 10th. And it's $110. We will be taking applications for it beginning May 1st, and the registration deadline for it is June 24th. There is a space restriction on it, on the paperwork that I got. They only limit it to 80 campers. But I have been involved in helping to plan the design camp this year, and I'll be leading some of the sessions at design camp. That's a lot of the same things that they get to do at the 4-H camp, arts and the crafts, that expands a little bit more on those things that they get to do at 4-H camp. But some of the classes that they're having this year, cupcake decorating, they're going to learn how to decorate two different kinds of cupcakes. One's going to, if they don't change their plans, one's going to look like a sunflower when it's done, and one's going to look like a little grill with hot dogs on it when it's done. So it's going to be really cute. The kids that I've talked to are really excited just about that alone. Then there's going to be an accordion scrapbook class. They're going to learn how to make their own accordion scrapbook that they can share their memories in or give to a friend or a relative or just keep as a keepsake. And there's going to be a fabric burning lab, and they do a mall mania where they get to take the kids out shopping for a day, but they teach them some consumer skills as well. Shopping, they have to reasons for why they made their purchases.
Well, Tracy, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning. Applications, I'm sure these are at all of the schools. And, of course, I'm sure they can pick them up down at your office.
At our office, and if they have questions, just give us a call at 243-2311.
It's been a pleasure having you here this morning, and we're about to wind down and run out of time here this morning. And, of course, Tracy, you're welcome to come back at any time and sit down and have a little conversation with us. It's been a pleasure having you here.
Pleasure being here.
And as we do close down, anyone out there that might want to recommend some interesting character to come on here someday and talk to us. We're not saying we're going to put all the interesting characters on here, but, you know, if you know someone that might make an interesting interview, let someone of us know here at the courthouse, and we'll try and get them on. But right now, I guess we better put the chickens up and be ready for our next show, which will be coming up next week. And once again, may the good Lord bless and keep you till we're together again.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. This program will be rebroadcast this evening at 6 p.m. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.